Greetings and welcome to the 10th edition of the FPL Dilemma for an Addict. My name's William. This is the official podcast of the Football Addicts Facebook community, which is a pretty small community, but it's slowly not becoming small because there seems to be a few members being added or joining every day, so that's good. It's pretty exciting. It's great stuff by the team, the admin team over at the Football Addicts. So today I'm going to talk about my predicted lineups, looking at predicted lineups from some of the different newspapers, some of the different fantasy football forums and communities, and coming up with the general consensus of which players will be starting and which won't. This pod was supposed to have Adrian Horvath again, but I think I fell asleep last night, and we were supposed to record this last night, but I want to record this now to get it over the road, out of the road and done with, just so you guys have something to go on in terms of starting 11s for some of those teams. I think there's a bit of confusion around the 4.0 million defenders. I mean, none are nailed on. A few will probably start. I see there's a lot of teams in the Football Addicts community with Nathan Baker and Mariapa in them, and they won't be starting. So if you're expecting that 4.0 to start, then you'll be a little bit disappointed because they're not going to. So let's make a start. We'll start with Arsenal. So Arsenal will likely set up as Cech and goal, Bellerin, Koscielny, Mertesacker and Monreal in the back four. They'll have Coquelin as a deep-lying midfielder. It's still a bit of a minefield in the attacking five. He'll have Cazorla probably playing in the double pivot with Coquelin, but playing that fluid game will advance quite a bit. Ozil in the hole. Ramsey will be there. Now, it just depends how Wenger will set up. If he sets up the same as Community Shield, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain will play on the right, and Walcott will start a striker. But saying that, it wouldn't surprise me to see Giroud come in as striker and Walcott going back to the right advanced wing with Oxlade-Chamberlain opting out. Because I think, from what I could tell from the Community Shield, Wenger will probably tinker a little bit more with his sides depending on the fixture difficulty. And I think he even said that in an interview recently. So yeah, and so that's my starting 11. So my starting 11, I'm predicting Giroud will start and Oxlade-Chamberlain will drop out. So there you go. Could be wrong. Cool, so let's move on to Aston Villa. So my predicted lineup will be Guzan in goal, probably Alan Hutton at right back, Mikko Richards and Kieran Clark in the centre defence, and Amavi at left back. I'll have Bakuna, Westwood, Idris Gray, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, Sinclair in midfield, and probably Jordan Ayew and Kozak up front. Actually, no, not Kozak. I think Gesteddy, the new striker, will start. So a few notes on that. I think Bakuna might displace Hutton at right back, and that'll probably bring new signing Veretu into the central midfield. So this will ultimately mean Hutton out. So that could potentially happen. Westwood and Gueye, I think, will likely start in central midfield. Carlos Sanchez has just come back from holidays, and Veretout has just been signed. But it wouldn't surprise me to see Veretout take Westwood's spot. Excuse me. Jordan Ayew, he looks nailed on for the right advanced spot, with Agbonlahor apparently not fit. I think Agbonlahor might lose his spot here. I think Jordan Ayew's been signed to start. I think Gesteddy will definitely start instead of Kodak. Yeah, and if you have Baker in your team, don't expect him to start. Okay, so that's my predicted 11 for Aston Villa. Let's move on to Bournemouth. Bournemouth's pretty good. Still a bit of a minefield in the attacking, for that attacking central midfield role. So let's go. Artur Boric in goal. Francis Elphick this time. Tyrone Mings in defence. Richie on the right, Sermon, and probably Gosling in the deep line midfield spots. Pugh on the left, Camorgan in the hole at this stage, and obviously Callum Wilson up front. I think Camorgan will probably start, but there's a strong potential for Lee Tomlin or new signing Max Gradle starting in the hole instead, maybe. Harry Arter is not fit, so Gosling will probably start, or maybe even Noonan O'Kane. He could start in the double pivot with Sermon as well. Sermon's nailed on for this match. Christian Atsu is out, so Pugh will be starting on the left. So that left spot's a bit of a minefield. Pugh played pretty well the whole of last season, and he's a good industrious player. I think Pugh will start, but Gradle or Tomlin could get that spot as well. They can play on the left as well. Okay, so that's my starting 11 for Bournemouth. Okay, let's move on to Chelsea. The Chelsea lineup's pretty nailed on. There could be some slight changes in the central and in the advanced midfielder spots. But yeah, it's pretty comfy. So you've got Courtois in goal, Ivanovic, Cahill, Terry, Azpilicueta in defence, Matic, and probably Fabregas in the double pivot, I think. I think the three advanced midfielders will be Willian, Oscar, and Hazard, and then probably Remy up front. I think Mourinho will drop Ramirez and pull Fabregas back and bring Oscar in because this fixture is easier than the previous one. I think Mourinho is going to tinker with this one. Looks like Costa isn't fit. His hamstrings are a bit painful. Cool, so let's move on to Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace is pretty comfortable. We've got Wayne Hennessy in goal at this stage. I think he's played the most minutes. He's played 245 minutes, but they've just signed Alex McCarthy from Reading, and he's a pretty good keeper, so watch out for that one. So we've got Joel Ward, Scott Dan, Damien Delaney, and Suari as the four defenders. I think that's pretty good. I don't see any changes there. Martin Kelly might play instead of Suari, but I don't think so. They played similar minutes. I think Suari looks nailed on. So, actually, this isn't comfortable. This is a complete minefield further up the pitch, actually. So, I think Kabai will either play in the double pivot, or he'll play in the central attacking role in the hole. I think he'll play in the double pivot. So that leaves us with Jedinek and Kabai, I think. Interesting. Pardew likes James McArthur a lot as well. I'm going to go out on a limb and say McArthur and Jedinek will play in the double pivot. Kabai will play in the hole further up the pitch. If that's the case, that leaves three spots for like seven other players. Puncheon and Bolasie are nailed on. So that leaves like five players for the striking role. So we've got Glenn Murray, Patrick Bamford, actually Bakary Sako, he's just been signed. He probably won't start, but he will get into the side eventually. I think he's a winger, I can't remember. And then you've got Connor Wickham. I think Glenn Murray will probably be in the lead to get that striker spot, but I don't think he's going to keep it for very long. I think Patrick Bamford will probably get it. And Connor Wickham's been signed as well, and he comes with a pretty big pedigree, even though I don't rate him very much. I guess we're probably lucky in a sense that Palace have pretty bad fixtures, so we can just wait and see. You know, we're not really obliged to pick one of those attacking players. Actually, it wasn't long ago I thought this was pretty straightforward. Like, it was Glenn Murray's striking spot, because they've got Marouane Chamakh, who is not fit, I think, and they've got Marcus Gale as well, who's not a bad player as well. So I think that'll be my starting lineup. So the defense is pretty set. Jedinek and McArthur, Kabai, Punch and Bolasie, and probably Glenn Murray. Potentially he might give Bamford a start, or Wickham. We just don't know. Okay, let's move on to Everton. Okay, the back five looks nailed on. We've got Tim Howard, Seamus Coleman, Stones, Phil Jagielka, Leighton Baines. And the double pivot, yep, Gareth Barry, McCarthy. That's pretty good, I think. And the attacking midfielders, Morales, I think it'd be Barkley, and then probably Tom Cleverley maybe, and then Lukaku. Osman might play instead of Cleverley. Yeah. I think Osman will drop out of the strongest lineup, but you know, we all know Martinez, he likes to rotate, so we don't know what's going to happen. Barkley will likely play, and Osman might play on the left. So I think it's a bit of a battle between Cleverley and Osman to get that spot. Everything else looks pretty straightforward. Yeah, cool. Let's move on. Okay, Leicester. Yeah, it's a bit of a minefield with the defence and the strikers. Let's have a look. We've got Kasper Schmeichel. They play the 3-5-2. The defence is looking like Huth. Wes Morgan's deemed not fit, so he won't play. And that leaves us with Christian Fuchs and the new signing, whose name evades me. What is his name? Johan Benelawan. He will probably start, I think. So Huth, Benelawan, and Christian Fuchs will probably start in the back three. Wazalewski might start instead of Benelawan, maybe, because yeah, he's only just been signed. Okay, that leaves us with Albrighton on the right, Andy King, Drinkwater in the double pivot, I think, Schlupp on the left, Mahrez in the hole, Ulloa and Vardy as the two strikers. It wouldn't surprise me to see Ulloa and Vardy will start, but they have two very talented strikers on the bench, or attacking players on the bench, and Okazaki, new signing from Mainz, and Andre Kramaric from Leicester, who I spoke a bit about in the previous pod. So yeah, I think the only really nailed-on player in defence is Huth. So yeah, bit of a minefield, but that's my predicted 11. Just check that. Yeah, Hammond might play instead of either King or Drinkwater. I think it's Mark Hammond. He might, yeah, maybe, but I doubt it. It'd be King and Drinkwater in the double pivot. Cool. So let's move on to Liverpool. Interesting. Yeah, actually, this team is very interesting. Two teenagers set to make Gomez and make his Premier League debut. I think Ibe, it's not his debut, he played last season. Okay, so we've got Mignolet, Nathaniel Klein, Skrtel, probably Lovren or Sarko. Lovren has played more minutes, or has he? He has. He's played about 30 more minutes than Sarko in pre-season, so he'll probably start. I've got Henderson and Milner and Lucas in midfield. I'm not sure. They'll probably play 4-2-3-1 or 4-3-3. I think that's the two lineups they've been going in pre-season. And then probably, Jordan Ibe, Benteke. I think Benteke will start. He'll have to start. And then Lallana, maybe? That's a bit of a minefield. I think Rodgers, has he come out and said Ibe and Gomez will probably start? Gomez has played more minutes than Moreno. I think in their hardest game, Gomez played, so I think he will start, though wouldn't surprise me that for Moreno to get his left-back spot back as well. Emre Can might displace Lucas in the central midfield. There's still a chance Benteke won't start, but I'm not going to risk it. He's in my team. His ownership soared overnight. He was like at 38%, now he's at 47% ownership. If you don't have him and he plays and he scores, you will be in trouble initially. So if Benteke doesn't start, Origi or Ings will come in. Okay, let's move on to Manchester City. Yeah, this all looks pretty nice, pretty straightforward. I'm seeing Sanya in lots of starting lineups, so I'm assuming, but I'm not too sure, that Zabaleta is out for some reason, or people think that Pellegrini is going to rotate, but I'm not sure. Just check that. And all the predicted lineups we've seen, Sanya is going to start. That leaves us with Hart and goal. Company, Mangala will have to start, you would think. And Clichy has been confirmed out, so Kolarov will start. Double pivot, they'll play the 4-2-3-1. Double pivot, Torre, obviously. And most likely, Fernandinho. And the attacking for Sterling will have to start. Silva is deemed fit. That's either Nasri or Navas. Depending on who gets picked, will dictate where Sterling will play, whether it's on the right or the left. And then Bonny will start. Pellegrini come out and delivered what appeared to be a pretty cryptic press conference, but I think it was just, you know, a result of panic due to broken English. He basically said that initially he said Aguero was working at 100%, and then so people, you know, went crazy, did some surgery on the team, so brought in Aguero. But then he said Aguero, the South Americans are not fit to start the first game. So he'll probably start on the bench. They have West Brom. West Brom, Tony Pulis, West Brom's hard to break down. And they have Chelsea after that. So two pretty difficult fixtures. I think Bonny will start this one. Bonny has not had a great deal of pre-season either. But he's a gun. So I think that's it for them. That's pretty good. No, apart from that, there's no other issues. Cool, let's move on. Right, on to Man United. Let me have a look. Yeah, this is pretty good. We've got De Gea in goal, Darmian on the right. I think it's Smalling and Phil Jones will vie for that right centre-back role. Smalling should win that one. Daley Blind as the other centre-back. And Luke Shaw is looking more nailed on. So in the double pivot, Schweinsteiger isn't fit. I think I've heard said it'd be Carrick and Schneiderlin in the double pivot. In the attacking four, Juan Mata, Memphis Depay, and probably Ashley Young, and then Rooney as striker. Awesome. That was an easy one. Cool, let's move on to Newcastle. So this is one of the teams with a potential 4.0 million defender. So we've got Tim Krul in goal, Yann Mat on the right, potentially Stephen Taylor. I'm not sure what's going on with the new striker. I think it's Chancel Bemba. So, and I don't think Colaccini's fit either. Just I'll have to check the press conference. I'm not sure what Steve McLaren said. I'm not even sure if he's had a press conference yet. So Steve Taylor's played heaps of preseason. So it'll probably be Stephen Taylor and Mike Williamson, which does not bode well for Newcastle fans. Steve Taylor's a good defender. He's just been injured for so long. And Paul Dummett is not deemed fit, so Haidara will play in the left-back role. Double pivot will be Colback and Anita. We've got in the attacking four, it should be Sissoko, Wijnaldum, and maybe we've got Ayoze Perez. I don't think Cabela's fit, and then there's CM De Jong hanging around as well. I think Cissé will probably start because Mitrovic isn't fit as well, I don't think. So yeah, that's it. Cool. Steve Taylor might start this one. He's probably the best 4.0 million defender out there that will potentially keep his spot and play consistently, but I'm not confident with it. Okay, let's move on to Norwich. Yeah, I'm not too sure with this one. It's looking like Ruddy will start, Whittaker on the right, Russell Martin, Sebastian Bissong, the two centre-backs. Looks like Robbie Brady will start at left-back, but that's because Martin Olsen is injured and he'll be back soon. So that back four, or that back five looks nailed on for the first game at least. Well, Andre Wisdom might take the right-back spot, but I don't think so. Whittaker's there. It's his spot to lose. Okay, onto the midfield. Malumbu is out. If he was available, I think he would oust Alex Tetti. So it'd be Alex Tetti and Johnny Howson in the central midfield. It'll probably be Nathan Redmond and Bradley Johnson on either wings. Dorans might take Nathan Redmond's wing spot, but not for the first game, I don't think. Tony Andro, new signings, had a really good preseason. He probably won't start despite that. But I think Houlihan will start. Andro might start instead of Houlihan, perhaps, but I doubt it. Jerome will start at this stage as well, Cameron Jerome. Cool, so that's it. Let's move on. Southampton, the back four, we've got Stekelenburg, Cedric Suarez, Jose Font. I think Yoshida will start, but he'll lose his spot to Corker. And Target is looking like he's going to start, but he will lose his spot very soon when Bertrand, however you pronounce it, French pronunciation, he will lose his spot to Bertrand eventually, or not eventually, pretty quickly. Cool. Everything looks good. We've got Wanyama and Jordi Klaasie. Actually, Jordi Klaasie isn't fit, apparently, but he still might start, I'm pretty sure. Let me just check that. Just in case, I mean, I wouldn't recommend going for him because he's a deep line midfielder, but I'll just check. No, he's a doubt, but he'll probably start. Awesome. Okay, so that leaves the attacking four. So Dusan Tadic, Mane on the other wing. Most likely Stephen Davis will play in the middle. Shane Long, he might take his spot. There's also new signing Huanmi, and there's James Ward-Prowse as well. He might play there. But Davis looks pretty nailed on there. And then, of course, Graziano Pella will play in the striking role. Awesome. That's a pretty easy one. Okay, on to Stoke City. Bit of a minefield. Shawcross is injured for a little while, so their defence will probably hurt without him. So we've got Jack Butland, Glenn Johnson, Mark Munyeza, Walsh Sheed, and Peters as the back five, I'm pretty sure. Mark Wilson is not fit, and he's touch and go, so that looks pretty safe at this stage. Let's move on to the midfield. It's a bit of a minefield. I think in the double pivot, they'll play Mark Van Ginkel and Glenn Whelan. For the attacking midfielders, I'm not too sure. I don't think Arnautović is fit, or is he? Let me check that. Stoke. He's a doubt. He might not play. So that leaves us with Adam Afolai, Jonathan Walters. I think they will start, but I think Jonathan Walters will lose his spot eventually. Bojan is not fit, apparently. I think I've just read. I think Mame Buram Diouf will start in the striking role as well. So I think Walters, Adam, and probably Arnautović if he's available. They've also got Peter Odemwingie, Stephen Ireland, and Steve Sidwell hanging around as well. So I think Odemwingie's played a fair bit of preseason. He's played more preseason than Walters, so Odemwingie might start instead of Walters. But I think they'll go safe with Walters, Adam, and probably Arnautović as the attacking three. Okay, so let's move on to Sunderland. Cool. So the defense will look like this: Pentillemon in goal, Billy Jones on the right. I think he'll start instead of Matthews. John O'Shea and Quartez will start in the center defense, and Van Aanholt will start on the left. I think the midfield looks pretty straightforward. Larsen, Rodwell, Catamol, Adam Johnson, Jermaine Lons, the new guy from, where did he come from? Dynamo Kiev, I think, and Defoe will start. So, yeah, that's pretty easy, I think. There's nothing. I mean, Matthews might start instead of Billy Jones, but I doubt it. Cool, let's move on to Swansea. This all looks pretty good. Fabianski in goal, Kyle Naughton, Fernandez, Ashley Williams, Neil Taylor, Cork, Shelvey, and Key. I think Andre Ayew and Sigurdsson and Gomez, Botafemi Gomez. That will be the team. Yeah, that should be it. Cork might drop out, and they'll bring in Wayne Routledge, but I think that'll be it. Okay, let's move on. Yeah, still a bit of a mind, and that leaves Montero on the bench as well. So they have a few options there. Okay, let's move on to Spurs. No dramas here. This is all very straightforward. Loris in goal. Kyle Walker should oust Trippier. Alderweireld, Vertonghen in the centre defence. Danny Rose in the left. Bentaleb and Mason as the deep-lying midfielders. Let me just check that. Mason's a doubt, apparently, so Eric Dyer might play in the double pivot. But I think Mason should brush it off. He should be right. All right, that leaves us with Lamella, Eriksen, Chadli as the three attacking midfielders and Harry Kane. Townsend might come in for one of Chadli or Lamella, but I doubt it. But Pochettino makes some sort of funny decisions. Well, not funny decisions. He's pretty stubborn in his selections. Cool, so let's move on to Watford. And I have finally submitted to defeat and will admit that Ikechi Anya will probably not start. There's just too much going on. They've signed too many players. Yeah, I don't think he'll start. So we've got Geraldo Gomez in goal, Neom Cathcart, Prudel and Holobas in the attacking four. Brahmi and Kapui will definitely play in the double pivot, and that leaves us with Igalo, Gerardo and Bigui as the three attacking mids. So that's Anya's time finished, and then Deeney as a striker. So yeah, it's a real minefield in those attacking midfield roles, because you've also got Abdi and Vidra not getting game time. So yeah, you've got like Bigui, Abdi, Vidra and Anya all vying for the same, that one spot, because you Gerardo and Igalo are nailed on. And the Holobas, because Anya's very flexible. He can play at left back as well. And the Holobas signing has just ruined that. All right, let's move on to West Brom. Yeah, this is a minefield as well. I mean, you're not going to go for any West Brom attackers. They are terrible fixtures, and you just don't get Tony Pulis attackers. All right, so they've got Myhill in goal. Dawson will probably play on the right. I think it'll be Les Scott and Chester in the center of defence, and looks like it's a straight-out gunfight between Chris Brunt and McLean. Is it Jordan I think it's Jordan McLean, the Irish fella, at left-back. I think McLean's played more pre-season at that position. I think Brunt will start, and they'll push McLean up further. Okay, in the double pivot, I think they'll play Fletcher and Jakob. Then they'll have Gardiner and McLean, and then they'll play Lambert and Berahino. I think Morrison will start on the bench, but he could come in for any of those guys. There's Sessegnon there as well, and Callum McManaman as well. So that's a minefield. Actually, Lambert would be a good picker. He's a bit of a differential, but Berahino is not. He has pretty high ownership. So yeah, really messy in attacking midfield there. Cool, so I think that's it for today. I think I've covered all the teams, alphabetical order. So that's all the predicted lineups that I've projected. Obviously, I'm bound to get some wrong, so don't come looking for my head if your player that you've picked, that I've said started, actually doesn't start. It's not concrete. These are just my predictions. Looking at different projected lineups from some of the websites and just some of my knowledge. I've looked at predicted lineups from Fantasy Football Scout, The Guardian, Fantasy Football Geek. Where else have I got them from? I think that's it. So yeah, cool. So hopefully you enjoyed that and got something out of it. Cool. We'll see you next time.